We're up to Siman Tov, Reish, Ayin, Gimel. Okay, Shmanim, Upsilos, Aksheros, Le Chanukah. So we have all sorts of rules and regulations about what kind of oil v'meh malikin, v'meh ein malikin. All sorts of rules and regulations, what kind of wicks and oils can be used for Neiros Shabbos. Okay, so the question is, how does that relate to Neiros Chanukah? So there's two potential issues that Rashi talks about in the Sugya and Shabbos, Daf Chof Al. One is an issue during the week. Let's say the candle, you light the Chanukah candles, and the candle burns out within the half an hour. So it was supposed to last a half an hour. Do you have Kavsa Zakukwa or Ein Zakukwa? Do you have an obligation to relight it? If you don't have an obligation to relight it, then we don't really care because you fulfilled your mitzvah and it's over. If you have an obligation to relight it, then we're concerned it'll burn out. If you don't, if you use crummy oil or crummy wicks, it'll burn out. You're obligated to relight it, and if you might forget to relight it, and then you will miss out on the mitzvah. So one discussion is the kavsa. If it burns out, zakukwa, do you have to go back and relight it? Or ain't zakukwa? That's one discussion. The other discussion relates to Shabbos. On Shabbos, we have a great fear of Shema Yatim. Maybe you'll tilt the candle to bring the oil towards the wick, and that is an Isser, the Oraisa of Mavgir. Now, do we have that concern? We have that concern with the Shabbos candles. Do we have that concern with the Chanukah candles? So that would relate to, are you allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles? Or are you not allowed to use the light? If you're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles, then we'd be concerned, on Shabbos at least, that if you use certain oils and wicks, you're going to come to play with it on Shabbos to get a better light. If you're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles, which we know that you're not, which we'll discuss at length next week, so then we don't have to worry about you tilting. You're not going to tilt it because you're not going to come to use the light. So the Gemara has three opinions, Shabbos, Chafalah, Rapuna, Rechizda. I'm not going to get into all the opinions, and we possibly like the third opinion, which is Shitas Rav. Rav says as follows, those oils and wicks that Chazal said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, madlikin b'hem b'chanukah, you are allowed to use them on Chanukah. Bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, whether it's Chanukah, a regular day of Chanukah, or whether it is Shabbos Chanukah. So again, Gemara says, Shitas Rav, the oils and wicks that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos that we discuss every Friday night in Perek Mamem Malikin, you are allowed to use them for Chanukah candles, whether it's a regular day of Chanukah or whether it's Shabbos Chanukah. Okay. Why? So the Gemara tells us, because, first of all, Kavsa Ein Zakukla, as long as I had a half hour worth of oil in there, it should have lasted half an hour, it wasn't a great oil, it wasn't a great wick, it went out, I'm not obligated to relight it. And therefore, if you'd be obligated to relight it, we're afraid it's going to go out, and you're obligated to relight it, and you might forget to relight it, and you lose that on the mitzvah. So that's not the case. I lit it, it had potential to last the full time. It didn't. I fulfilled my mitzvah. So therefore, during the week, we don't have to worry if the oil and the wicks are not top-of-the-line quality. That's A. B, we paskin also l'shtamish l'ora. You're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles, and therefore we have no fear that on Shabbos Chanukah you're going to come to play with it and tilt it, as we do use the light of the Shabbos, we're supposed to, officially we use the light of the Shabbos candles, so we can see at the Sudah, and therefore it has to be done, certain oils, certain wicks, not the crummy quality, because we're afraid that you're going to come to tilt it, but there's no fear of tilting on Shabbos Chanukah, because anyway you're not allowed to use the light. That's what comes out of the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Okay, so Simon Rav Tafresh Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph. Now Sif Aleph is huge. So we're going to do the first half. The second half is all about whether you are or are not allowed to use the light of the Hanukkah candles, which we just said you're not allowed, but it's more complicated than that. It's very involved and very detailed. That we're going to save for next week. So I hope we'll do the first half of Aleph, and then we'll do Beis, Gimel, and Dalet to finish Simen. And then next week, Sunday, I hope we'll finish off Aleph, which again is a very deep, involved sugya. And that will conclude Tafresh Ayin Gimel. So now we're going to start with the beginning of Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Se'if Aleph. Kol HaShmanim V'Psilos. All the oils and wicks, Sherim, the Ner Chanukah. They are all kosher for Ner Chanukah. V'Af Alpi, She'en HaShmanim Shachem Achar HaPsila. Even though some of the oils do not so smoothly follow the wick, they're not drawn to the wick as smoothly as others. And some of the wicks don't have such a pure, pretty fire. It's still going to be mutter. Okay, skip the Ramah for a second. V'afilu b'leil Shabbos shebetoch yemei Chanukah. Even leil Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos Chanukah. Mutter lahadlik b'ner Chanukah ashmanim v'apsil she'asa lahadlik b'hem ner Shabbos. You're still allowed to use the oils and wicks that you would not normally be allowed to use for Ner Shabbos. Skip the Ramah again. The Fisha also, the Shabbos, B'ner Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'chol, because you're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candle. So we're not afraid you're going to come to tilt it. And we'll also learn Kavsa in Zakukla. If it burns out in the middle, you're not obligated to relight it. That's Sif Beis. Take a look at Sif Beis, which is actually a question in Gemara Shabbos Chabez. There's a quick one. Hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha? Is the mitzvah the hadlaka or some sort of hanacha, which is not so simple to understand exactly? And the Gemara concludes based on a couple of rayas. The simplest one is the bracha that we say is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. The mitzvah is the hadlaka itself, not some sort of placing the menorah in a certain place at a certain time. The Gemara concludes Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. So that Sif Beis, continuation of Sif Aleph. Look at Sif Beis for a second. Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The Fichach in Kavsa Kodim Sha'aber Zvana. Even if it burns out in the middle, you lit it, had potential, it was supposed to last for half an hour. Happens to be, it was a little bit of a crummy oil, crummy wick. It didn't last for half an hour. That's okay. Ein Zakukla, you do not need to read light. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. I'm sorry for jumping up. Tafresh Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph again. Kol Hashmanim V'Psilos Kshei on the Ner Chanukah. They're all kosher for Ner Chanukah. Mishavru Sif Katan Aleph. Hain. Yei Shmanim Gruim. There are low grade oils. She'ein Nimshach Macha Psila. That don't follow the wick. Now, they must follow the wick somewhat, or you wouldn't have a candle at all. But I guess it means they don't smoothly follow the wick. Yechen Yei Psilos Gruim. There are low grade wicks. That the fire is not it's not a clear, bright, smooth fire. It's more of a flickery thing. That's the halachos of Shabbos candles. Ubi Shabbos continues the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Aleph B'Shabbos also lahadlikon. You know that he uses on Shabbos. I might think the Bechanika also gamkin lahadlikon. I'm not allowed to use him on Chanukah either. They keep it, maybe it'll burn out. That's the chiddush of our halacha. We don't care if it burns out in the middle of the half hour. The kana, because we have kofsa in zakukla. You lit it. It was supposed to last for half an hour. It could have lasted for half an hour. It happened to have not lasted for half an hour. You have no obligation to relight it. You fulfilled your mitzvah right away when you lit it, even if it ends up burning out. Once you light it, you've done your zecher l'neis Chanukah. That's the mitzvah finished. The mitzvah is over. Whether it does, you have to have the potential to last a half hour, but if it doesn't actually make it for the half an hour, you had enough oil in there for half an hour, it's okay. So even though all oil is kosher and all wicks are kosher, but we still have those that are better and those that are worse. The mitzvah min amuvcha is to use a wick made out of cotton or flax. Chutei pishta. Mishra Sivkot on Gimel and Er Chanukah. Aval lo la'ashamish. But the Shamish is already a different story. Because the Shamish, I am allowed to use the light of the Shamish. The Shamish does not have the Kedusha of Neros Chanukah. It's not one of the Neros Chanukah. Ratzalomar, and therefore, the Bishabis Chanukah also lasts a Shamish. So on Shabbos Chanukah, the Shamish is basically like the Shabbos candles. Just like we have rules and regulations about the Shabbos candles, because you're eating by the light of the Shabbos candles, so that's the point of the Shamish, that you're using the light of the Shamish, and therefore it will follow the same rules as the Shabbos candles. The Kema Demutulasas Eza Tashmish Neged HaShamish. In Kain Chashin Hashem Yata, you're allowed to use the light of the Shamish, and therefore we're afraid you're going to come to tilt it. Period. Okay, continue. So the Mishabura tells us, Mitzvah Minimuvcha, to use a wick made out of cotton or flax. Haggah notes as Rama, we skipped this before. Umiyu Shemin Zayit Mitzvah Minimuvcha. The best way to do it is to use olive oil. In ain shemen zayis matzui, and if you don't have olive oil, mitzvah b'shmanim she'oran zach v'naki. So lechatchila, or the best way to do it, the proper way to do it, is not to use a low grade oil that's not going to have a nice fire. Basically, like every mitzvah we have, zekeli maver, we should make the mitzvahs beautiful. So if you don't have shemen zayit, which A is beautiful, and B is also zecher to the nes of Hanukkah and the base of mikdash where they use shemen zayit. So mitzvah b'shman and she'oran zach v'naki, find an oil that burns nicely. The minig by us, says the Ramon Krakow, is to use wax. Ki oran salul k'mo shemen, because it's a very steady, pure flame, just like a good oil. Mishabura sifkot on dalet, even though the Ramon seems to be advocating for the minig, meaning Hamadina of wax, because Makam says the Mishmar Sivkot and Dalit, Mitzvah Vishal Shemen Tvei Miner Shal Shava, Dadei Shemen Asa Neis, the Neis happened through Shemen, and therefore there's more of a mitzvah to use Shemen than to use candles. Look at the Sharat Ziyun Ois Dalit, Shuvat Mari Bruna, Vine, Das Maharal Miprag Besifro Ner Mitzvah Shalot Adi Klav Miner Shava. The Maharal Miprag disagrees entirely with this Ramah. He says, don't use wax or chelev, or fats. And a dafka b'shem, ha'neis nasa b'shem, and you dafka must use oil, because the neis happen with oil. Aval, but, says the Shara HaTzion, ein nogin kavasi. The meaning is not like the Maharal Miprag. It's preferable to use shemen, it's preferable to use shemen zayit, but to say that you're not allowed to use candles, that far we don't go, that far we're not going to say, you're fully fulfill the mitzvah by using candles.
Sorry, the candle manufacturers will be happy.
Continues the Mechaber. Vafilu b'leil Shabbos shebetochi mechanukah, even Shabbos Chanukah, still mutu l'hadik b'nei Chanukah, shmanim b'psil she'osu l'hadik b'nei Shabbos. You're still allowed to use the oils and wicks that you're not allowed to use for Ner Shabbos. Why? Because there's a difference between Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to use the light of the Neros Chanukah, and you are allowed to use the light of Neros Shabbos. That's what Rav told us in the Gemara Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Madliki b'ayim b'Chanukah bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. So the chiddush of chol is kafsa ein zakuzah. Burns out, you don't have to worry about it. The chiddush that's chiddush of chol. The chiddush of Shabbos is that you're not going to use the candles, and therefore we're not afraid if it's going to flicker a little bit. We're not afraid you're going to come to tilt it on Shabbos. That's the Mishmas of Katan. Hey. Last line, Kamashon, the Khan ain't lochush as that. We're not afraid you're going to come to tilt it, like we are by the Shabbos candles. The also the Shnamish Lori, you're not allowed to use the light of the Hanukkah candles. He came lochpat lebemashlo to the gaffer. The fact that it doesn't burn so nicely, we don't care. Now, we care, mitzah and hinder mitzah, it should be a nice flame, but we don't have this ikar adin of Shemayate telling us, like my Shabbos candles, that you're not allowed to use certain oils and wicks. Hagah, no. Now the Ramah throws in an interesting ha'ara. In Ein Enosim B'nei Rak Kedei Shiur Mitzvasa. We learned yesterday or 2 days ago in Tov Reish Ayin Beis. The mitzvah Me'ikridin is only a half an hour. And after half an hour Me'ikridin, you're allowed to use the light of the candles because the mitzvah is over. So Mishmur said you shouldn't really do that because it's Marasayim. People don't know that it's already been lit for half an hour. So it's not so appropriate. Now, B'leil Shabbos, you don't have that problem. Because everybody knows you had to light before a shkia. So once it's already a half hour after Tzeisach HaKhavim, it's not like during the week. Maybe he lit late. Maybe he came home from work late. He was waiting for his wife, Shalom Bayis. We know, everybody knows exactly when you lit on Shabbos. And everyone knows a half hour after Tzeisach HaKhavim. So there you don't have that issue. So right after Tzeisach HaKhavim, although we did see not everybody loves this. In theory, a half an hour after Tzeisach HaKhavim, after dark, the candles turn from Hanukkah candles that you're not allowed to use.
Even though you were in shul the whole time.
Even though you're in shul the whole time, it makes a difference, right? Even though you're in shul the whole time. Right, we'd be in shul the whole time because we wouldn't be in shul the whole time. Because we start matter of a half hour after Shkia, not a half hour after Tzeis. Okay, I don't know, it doesn't matter if you're in shul the whole time or not in shul the whole time. That makes a difference. But the point is that a half hour after Tzeis or Kachavim, Alpidin, Mekar Din, you're now allowed to use the light of the candles. So says Rama, wait a second. You want to tell me that we're not afraid Shemi Yati even comes to tilt the candle because he can't use the light of the candles. That's only if you put in the bare minimum oil. But if you put in a lot of oil, it's going to last 3 hours after dark. I am allowed to use the oil at that point. So then there is a fear that I'm going to come to tilt it. And therefore, in that such a case, you should only use either put in the bare minimum, which I don't know how you do that. How do you know exactly how long it's going to last? I don't know. You put in too little, you lost that on the mitzvah. You put in too much, you're running into this problem that maybe you're going to come to tilt it. But that is the Ramaz Ha'ara over here. Spelled out in the Mishnah Sif Katavav. The Mitin Yosef, if you put in extra oil, Yesh Shash, there's a fear. Shemi Yatos on your Chanak L'shtamish, but you will come to tilt it to use it. Achar Hashir Shel Hadlaka. She'az mutu the hanas v'menu, as we learned in Tafresh Ayin Beis. Beis, you are allowed to use the light of the candles, and therefore there is a fear that you're going to come to tilt it. So, Leil Shabbos, even though officially you are allowed to use it. Now, it could be nowadays where the minhag is not to use it. It could be anyway, it's okay. I don't know. But that is the very interesting ha'ara of the Ramah. Okay. Right there. Okay. Then he goes, tells us, because really, at least during the half hour, I mean, then with Ramos, the aura was afterwards, you're allowed to use it. But within the half hour, during the time, the regular time of the mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. So again, that's a very, very involved, complicated sugya, which we're going to save for next week. And it takes up a good 2 pages, at least, of Mishnah Berurah here. Now, let's go to Sif Beis. Let's try to do Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, which are lighter, and then next week we'll go back and do the second half of Aleph, which will finish Tafresh and Gimel, and then Bezrat Hashem will move on to Tafresh and Dalet. Amen. Sif Beis. Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah. So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. And we pass in the Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chafei. Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah. Ratzalama. Came unto Hidlik, as soon as you lit the candles, take Efkim HaMitzah. Immediately use the mitzah. We don't say, your mitzah's on hold, and let's see if it lasts until a half hour after Tzeisach HaKhavim. Ah, now you got credit. No. As soon as you light the candle, and it has potential to last for the entire Zman, boom, Kim HaMitzah. Lefichach im kavsa ein zakukla. If the candle burns out, you don't have to relight it. Vim hitlog b'makom ha'ruach l'kavsa. Now let's say I lit it in a place that was very windy. So if I lit a place very windy and it's very likely not going to last half hour because I don't have a box. Or what happens in my house, you have a box and then you break one of the glass panes breaks. You don't want to go buy a new one. So you kind of make do with the old one, but you're missing a glass. Okay, there's ways of doing it that it still works. But you lit in a place where it's very windy and for sure it's not going to last a half an hour. So then you do have to relight it. That's not good. You can't light it. You got it to light, but the wind is going crazy, and you don't have that glass box. So it's not going to last half an hour. So even if you got it to light for 1 second, normally, if you lit 1 second, it has potential. Here, it's not considered to have potential to light for half an hour. It's as if you lit a candle without oil. So it'll light. There's no oil. You light the wick. It burns for a second or two or three or five or ten, and then it goes out. So obviously, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It does not have the potential to last for half an hour. Who was it over here? When you light in a place where it's very windy and you know it's going to burn out, it didn't have the potential to last half an hour. You're not yotzi. It's like you didn't put in oil. When you're lighting again in a more appropriate place without wind, lo yivari chaleh. Don't make another bracha. Now, if you lit it in a way and you see that it's not going to last, whatever reason, it didn't go well. So, and it's going to burn out. Also, any yotzer b'hadlaka zu, So therefore, you will have to relight it if you see that it didn't burn well and it's going to go out. Sometimes you just see like it's just not going to make it. So then you have to you can't just relight it. There's something inherently wrong. You don't have enough wick. You didn't have this, whatever. So that one should be redone. Again, Tafri Shan Gimel Beis, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the Hadlaka. Lefichach in Kavsa Kol Nishavar Zmana, if it burns out, but again, it wasn't supposed to burn, it just happened to burn out. Ain't Hadlaka Glaw, you do not need to relight it. Napil Kavsa Erev Shabbos, Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos, even if you lit very early Erev Shabbos before Kabbalah Shabbos, Shadainu Bal Yom, it's still daytime. It didn't make it to nighttime at all. So maybe that's worse, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's not worse, it's the same thing. Ain't no Zaku Klo. If it blew out before Shabbos even started, you do not need to relight it. Mishabur says, Atam, Kibbutz Erev Shabbos, Mechuy, the Hadi Kodim Shkia. You're obligated to light before Shkia, which is the start of Shabbos. The Gankwa Briach Alea, and you've made a bracha, the Hadi Kodim Shulchan Aruch. Kvar Huschol HaMitzah Be'Aksha, the Mitzah started Be'Aksha. It happened to burn out, so it doesn't matter, you go to your Mitzah. However, continues the Mishabur. The Ayin B'Taz Shecholik Azeh. B'Taz disagrees with the Mechaber. V'Daikta the Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos Sheishadan Het Ladik. If it's still not yet Shkia, not yet Shabbos, or you weren't not yet Mechaber Shabbos, Mechuyav Lach Ladik Ubli Bracha. That you are obligated to relight it, says B'Taz, against the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein, again, the Mechaber, upstairs. V'afil Kavsav Erev Shabbos Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos. It blew out Erev Shabbos before Kabbalah Shabbos. Shadayhu bo yom, still daytime, ain't a zakagog, you do not need to relight it. Mishmer brings down a Taz, who disagrees and says you should relight it. Chayim to relight it, correct. Vechein, continues the Mechaber. In la'achra shedika bo l'sakna, you try to fix it after you lit it. V'kibas of a shogi, by accident you blew it out. Ain't a zakagog, again, if it was lit in a way that it was supposed to last for half an hour, even if you tried to make it better and you accidentally put it out, you do not need to relight it. Hagah, no. If you want to relight it, fix it up and relight it, you can do so, and you would not make a bracha in such a case. If you lit it and it burnt out, you should preferably relight it. Uberfrat, and certainly in Nichma Erev Shabbos, Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos, where you have the Taz who tells you that you're chayav to do so. If who kiba ba'atzma b'Shabbos, he was Mekabel Shabbos, but it's still daytime. V'yachikach kava v'yishlein zman heter. Mutu lomer l'chaber roshi yadikim. This is a famous halacha by making early Shabbos. I made early Shabbos. I was Mekabel Shabbos for me Shabbos, but my neighbor did not yet make Shabbos. This comes in handy for the early Shabbos people in the summer. You can go to the neighbor across the hall and say, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Please turn on the light, turn off the light, turn on this, turn on the pot, turn off the oven, whatever it is. So you can tell them to please relight your Hanukkah candle. Sif Gimel. Ner Shel Cheres. A ner made out of cheres, which is not a very pretty, friendly material. Shehidik bo layla achas, you lit it one night, nasa yashan, it becomes old, v'ein l'madikim bo layla achas. You should not use it again. You should not redo it, because it's not pretty, it's not nice. Hello, lokeh chadashim chalayla, if you use a cheres, which gets disgusting, you should get a new one each night. If you only have an old one, so masiko b'cholayla, or you should kind of like put it in a fire and remake it in a way that makes it less disgusting. Put it back in the furnace type of thing. The ner shel matachet in otar chadash, but if it's made out of metal, it doesn't get so disgusting. V'shel tzuchis or shecheres mechusa dino kimatachet. So if it's cheres, is just one of those materials that becomes disgusting. It's actually disgusting. Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, you should only use it one time, and then you should get a new one. But if you're using other materials like glass or metal, which don't get so disgusting, so it's okay to reuse it. So if dalit ein choshishim psilus tachlifam ad shetichle, you don't have to switch the wicks each night. You can reuse the wicks. Here, the Mishmaru Sivkat and Chav Ches uses, I think, the first time we've seen the word menorah. You should buy a pretty menorah. Use a pretty menorah with pretty candles or pretty oil, which you said would be shemen zayin. But the Cheres, he said, Mishmar Sif Kata Chavtes, explained, is ma'us. It's disgusting. And therefore, it should not be reused. Okay, that is, again, the beginning of Sif Aleph, and then Beis Gimel Dalet of Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. And the rest will finish next week.
Finish the holders.